After wading through an unprecedented number of absentee ballots cast in the November 3rd elections, several Democratic candidates in the state Senate have pulled ahead of their Republican opponents and have declared victory. 41 races have been decided for the Democrats. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says she's confident of a 42nd win in Westchester, where Democrat Peter Harcum was challenged by Republican Rob Astorino. That gives Democrats a supermajority, she says, for the first time in the state's history.
New Yorkers have not only chosen to return a Democratic majority, but they've chosen to return a supermajority.
In addition to defending seats on Long Island, Democrats flipped several upstate seats, including one in the Buffalo region and two in the Rochester area. The victory generated praise from progressive groups who have long asked the legislature to approve measures opposed by Governor Cuomo, including imposing new taxes on the wealthy and giving more money to public schools. Assembly Democrats already have a supermajority, and now both houses of the legislature potentially have the power to enact policies without the agreement of the governor, by overriding any of his vetoes. Senator Stewart-Cousins says the win showed that New Yorkers support the Democrats' agenda and want to see it carried out.
And we will assert ourselves accordingly as we work with our colleagues in government, Governor Cuomo and Assembly colleagues, to move New York State forward.
But the majority leader is quick to downplay any differences with Cuomo, saying they work together to achieve many changes, including making it easier to vote and strengthening the right to choose an abortion. Cuomo, asked about the Senate supermajority in an unrelated news conference, says he envisions working with the legislature on common goals in the new year, including battling the ongoing pandemic and dealing with the state's $15 billion budget deficit.
The way the state government really works is through the budget. All the main things are done in the budget. And supermajority or not, it doesn't really make a difference.
Governors in New York have the authority to make broad policy changes in budget bill language, but the legislature has limited ability to alter those changes. Lawmakers can only approve or reject spending items in the budget. The Senate Democrats were not hesitant, though, to point out disagreements with their Republican colleagues, who ruled the Senate for much of the past century. Republican Party Chair Nick Langworthy and Senate Minority Leader Robert Ort claimed victory in several of the Senate races on November 4th, the day after Election Day. That was before absentee ballots, largely cast by Democrats, were counted. At the time, Ort called it a repudiation of one-party control, as well as a rejection of some of the Democrats' policies, including bail reform and other criminal justice changes.
People in New York, of all political stripes, did not like what they saw the last 2 years.
But with some of those seats ultimately going to Democrats, Senate Deputy Majority Leader Mike Gianaris, who engineered the Senate's campaigns, says the Republicans spoke too soon.
Let me begin by tipping my hat to Rob Ort and Nick Langworthy for one of the greatest self-owns of all time a couple weeks ago.
Gianaris says the GOP strategy in 9 key races made an issue of the Democrats' criminal justice changes, but Democrats won 7 of those seats, 6 of them by higher numbers than in 2018.
The opponents of bail reform took their best shot, and they failed miserably.
In a statement, Senator Ort says he still expects Republicans to flip some blue seats to red in the remaining uncalled Senate races, and that the GOP won all seats held by returning incumbent senators. And he promised to push back against the Democrats' agenda. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.